FM WSBC. Yeah. Welcome back to another week of the Hooli's Hooli Radio Hour. This show is presented to you by McCann's Irish Oatmeal.
Sure is.
And Jim McGing.
That's right.
Personal injury attorney.
Yeah. Be careful.
Brand new guy.
That's right.
Very excited about it.
We are.
We love him.
Welcome, Judge McGing.
My name is Patty Houlihan. I'll be your host all hour, and joining me as always, to my left, is twin brother Billy.
Hey, Bill. What's up?
And to the left of him, the greatest person in the world, Mr. Clayton O'Brien. Clay, hi.
It is me.
Welcome back to another week. Last week, I was listening in the on the car on the way over. It's one of the rituals that I like to do before we come into the studios.
Yeah, recap.
Give myself a little, my brain a little recap.
Sure.
Clay, your German microphone shop salesman was my favorite bit from last week.
Spot on, wasn't it?
It was wonderful. He sold Shaq a microphone, a bicycle, and a sack of peanuts.
Ah, yes, he did.
Amazing. So if you're a fan of the program, go back to the archives and listen to last week and the week before that if you go to hibernianradio.org. Bill, hi.
What's up?
Another week at it. COVID.
Yeah. Week 10.
Week 10 of the Holman.
This is, I believe, episode 8 of the COVID boys for us.
All right, whatever. Who cares?
Some amazing things have come of the COVID thus far in this program. We've created the COVID Junk Boys, which is
A new age music group.
They're new age. Well, they're
we didn't mention them a couple weeks ago. So
they're a boy band.
It's Derek, Sarah.
There's no way you're getting these.
All the COVID Junk Boys, names?
Yeah, the COVID Junk Boys.
You got their poster in your room.
I know, it's going to kill me now.
That one where they're sitting in the white BMW?
Yeah. Where Derek has got Sarah in a headlock? Sure, I know that poster.
The goof-off poster.
Yeah. Crap. As soon as I remember the names, I thought maybe you guys would know the rest of the COVID Junk Boys.
Derek, Eric.
I think there is an Eric.
Terry.
No Terry's in the Junk Boys.
There's definitely a Sarah, S-E-R-A, we decided on.
Yes.
Anyway, back to the show.
Yeah.
How's everybody going?
Are you holding up well?
Well, we have the masks in order now. We even wear the masks in the studio now.
Yes.
When we come into the facilities.
Building. Correct.
I'm slowly becoming accustomed to that. All of a sudden, lots of masks have appeared. Which is nice. They seem to have them at every store I go into now. Like, yep, they're $1.50. They're right there.
Have you had one break on you?
I've had several break.
Yeah, me too. Frustrating.
I gave my kids one, and within like seconds, one of my kids snapped it in half. And
I was walking into the gas station.
It's not supposed to go over your knee.
Yeah. I was walking into the gas station, it broke on me. I had to like hold it with my hand over. I'm like, yeah, let me get it. Whatever.
Well, why don't you guys invest the $20 in a nice cloth cotton one that you can
I'm just going to wear a bandana like the outlaw Josie Wales.
That's what I was doing. And then my future mother-in-law purchased me one. Dropped it off to the house.
Very nice
of her. Thanks, Elsie Deedon. So yeah, she hooked me up, and then
Wearing gloves too?
Yes.
Are you wearing rubbers?
Like if I'm in a supermarket and I know I'm gonna be, I'm not. Yeah, I'm wearing rubbers. Because you know, I see these people with like, they're wearing like running gloves. You know.
Yes.
Running?
It's like, dude, you gotta like the whole purpose of that. I'm like, okay, then you have to wash that glove every day.
What's a running glove?
You know, like a Nike, like a batting glove. You know, there's guys walking around with batting gloves.
I should get a couple Franklin batting gloves.
Franklin batting gloves and just be walking around.
Like a red one and a blue one.
COVID style trends, man.
Yeah, we should start. Maybe some Newman wide receiver gloves.
You know,
those nice ones.
Well, I think we got a summer like a line coming out.
Well, you know what? I was thinking of that. We should get a hot line of gloves out there. Billy's gloves.
Yeah.
COVID outfits, though. I was at Joel this week.
What if we designed a fitted hat where if you wore it backwards, there was a mask that like pulled down?
Oh!
You know what I mean?
Billy.
Like you still got the fitted cap, but now you just pull the mask down.
It's like a beekeeper's hat, except we make it athletic, and the aesthetic look has got to be like a baseball
hat.
How
about a hat where you wear it forward? And there's like elastic on the bill. You can just pull the bill down and put that on as a mask.
All right.
And then there's no bill.
What about your eyes?
Don't worry about your eyes.
Are there holes in it? That like all of a sudden it looks like you're wearing a
ski pull
mask?
It past your eyes, and it's the bill becomes the mask.
On
your face.
Yes.
You loop it around. I haven't designed it yet.
Yes.
Give me a couple hours.
Okay. All right.
Mr. Burns.
I got Bill Gates coming over tomorrow to play hoops with me, and we can work on it.
Yeah. Well, Bill Gates is trying to cure the world right now.
Yeah, he's a busy guy.
Yeah. Yeah, these are great COVID style ideas. I was at Juul the other day, and I've seen it's getting to be a bit extreme for me, you know? Or, okay, I have the mask. This guy had a full on like hazmat suit, NASA helmet.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? Yeah. Digging at the Ritz crackers, you know? Yeah. I look at the guy, I'm like, what? Like,
I think some people are doing it just to be funny.
You
but
do?
Some people are just grabbing whatever they have around their house.
But this was like a welding shield. You know, it was like intense, and everybody accepted it. You know, how far can we take it before people bust out laughing? We got maybe funny astronaut suits, like COVID pranks.
What would be your ideal mask? Like, if you could have any design by anything, any designer. What would you get? A silk one? Umbro material?
Like Umbro material.
I think a big seller, okay?
An old school goalie mask. Like
Jason?
Yeah. That counts.
That's got holes in it.
Here's my mask idea.
It does.
Fly off the shelves. Ready for it?
Go.
You go to the website. We take a picture of you with your webcam, okay? And there's an AI component that looks at the jaw structure and physical features of your face and matches your face up, where if they put the bottom of a celebrity's face or something like that, where all of a sudden your face can kind of like visually morph into like Schwarzenegger, you know? Once you put this nylon kind of cloth mask over over your chin.
Okay.
Like a bandana, like a t-shirt. You know, like the t-shirts that people wear that makes them look nude?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Oh, look at the naked guy at the party, you know? Like, you do that only for masks, and there's an AI component where it tries to, like, you know, Clay, I could turn you into Estevez. You
I'd love I mean? To. Yeah, give me a
you
cruise.
You could become a Yeah, you could buy, I got a cruise mask. I got an Estevez. I got
Nick
you know,
Cage.
I got a Nick Cage. I got a Mario Lopez. I got, you know. Yeah, I got a Baldwin. Weird. I got a weird thing. I can be Jamie. I got a Jamie Lee Curtis. But, you know, that's for me.
James Caan.
Sure.
Yeah. I think if I could have any mask, it would be. I don't know. I think it would be probably long lasting.
Long lasting.
Well, sure. Vinyl.
Vinyl.
Easily that... wipeable.
Easily wipeable.
Leather.
Leather vinyl. Easily comfortable. Wow. This is getting expensive.
Wipeable.
I don't know. I'm already sick of it.
The mask storm.
I've already had to walk back to my car. Like, you know, I've left my car and then I had to walk back to put the mask on because I have to go into wherever I'm going into.
Sure. I had a sign at my building. And, you know, it's
funny. Mask forever? We got a mask forever?
I hope not.
Like, I had a sign in my building.
Well, unless we start that business, then if, hey, baby. That's the name of the company, Masks Forever. Because when COVID's over, you can still have this thing to have play fun with people, you know?
Let's just do it.
Okay, let's get that business plan ready. There's plenty of people starting up these businesses making their own masks. There was a lady in my building that was like, hey, if anybody wants to donate any like old 100% cotton t-shirts or anything like that, bring them downstairs, make sure that they've been freshly cleaned, drop them off in a thing, and she's like, I'll make you a mask out of it. She's just like making masks. And I'm like, well, that's really kind. And there's no money exchanged yet.
No.
You should go downstairs, take a couple of pairs of your old boxers, go for me.
Yeah. You should just wear boxers as a mask.
Right? Could you get away with that?
Do that in Walgreens.
People are like, why do you have boxers on your face? It's like, antibodies, bro.
Just boxers and then a rubber band holding it on.
Yeah.
Like, hey, can I get some Skittles and a pack of Newports?
What's this mask called? It's called the Marky Mark.
It's called Stink Face.
Stink Face.
Sure.
Well.
I hope everyone's adjusting. It's absolute madness.
The name of your line of
absolute madness? Masks.
No, Stink Face Masks.
It's like garbage pail.
Because you know what, though? There's probably a lot of people that are wearing these cotton masks. You know, you're supposed to wash them. There's somebody out there who's got a stink face mask. You know,
oh, yeah.
You've been breathing into it for weeks.
Yeah.
Yuck. On that note, yes.
Thank you, officer. Yeah. Well, one thing I do know that will help you cope and get through this pandemic and keep you healthy and strong is a hearty bowl of McCann's Irish oatmeal every morning.
Followed by 100 push-ups.
100 push-ups, and, you know, some bathing. This show is presented by McCann's Irish Oatmeal.
Yes,
more Hooli's Hooli after these.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, Enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today, available at your local grocery store.
There's only one Irish pub in the Chicago River, and that's Lizzie McNeil's at 400 North McClure Court. We spent a lot of time there taping the Hibernian radio show at Lizzie McNeil's every Wednesday night. You can escape the hustle and bustle of Navy Pier and relax at Lizzie McNeil's. Our old pal John Wren is your host. Please say hello when you stop by for one of their ice-cold brews in an authentic Irish pub. One visit and you'll be calling it your hometown hangout. We've been hanging at Lizzie's for going on 10 years now, so join us. When the weather gets nice, they have two outdoor patio areas where you can take advantage of the sunshine and a cafe menu of salads, sandwiches, and appetizers. Lizzie's also has a great private party room that's perfect for birthdays, graduations, and most nights at Lizzie's you can meet the elite of Chicago's Irish-American community. So stop by Lizzie McNeil soon, right by the river, and tell them you were sent by your old pal, Hooley. Thanks.
If you're looking for an office in the loop, you gotta check out Integrated Office Suites at 20 North Clark Street and 455 North City Front Plaza Drive in the NBC Tower. IOS has an entire floor in these two very prestigious buildings, and they offer the best in executive offices, virtual business offices, personalized phone answering, conference room and day office usage, administrative support services, and customized packages with fixed monthly invoices. Integrated Office Suites are convenient and very classy. So get in touch with our friends at integratedofficesuites.com or call them at 312-561-2300 and tell them Skinny and Hooley sent you. That's integratedofficesuites.com, 312-561-2300. You'll be glad you did.
With a history going all the way back to 1896, the International Union of Operating Engineers has continued to protect workers and their families with loyalty and brotherhood. Local 150 has continued to thrive through economic booms and busts with careful training and aggressive organizing. Under the leadership of President and Business Manager Jim Sweeney, Local 150 has implemented programs and action plans to create work, protect benefits, and keep members working. And they've been helping the Irish-American community of Chicagoland for just as long. The Hibernian Radio Show is proud to be associated with Jim Sweeney and Local 150, and we salute the continuing efforts of the International Union of Operating Engineers and their support of Irish and Irish-American families now and in the future. Thanks to Local 150.
If you or a loved one is injured, you need someone to represent you. But don't just call a lawyer, call a judge. Former supervising judge James McGing. Jim McGing represents injured people and their families in cases involving personal injury, wrongful death, workers' compensation, and third-party lawsuits. Jim represents first responders, and he formerly worked for the General Counsel of the Illinois Fraternal Order of Police. He was an assistant state's attorney, and he was legal counsel to the Cook County Sheriff. As a judge, he presided over multi-million dollar medical negligence, traffic, premises liability, and construction injury cases. He wrote the Illinois court decisions regarding injured police and fire for on-the-job injuries and during training exercises. So don't just call a lawyer, call a judge. Former Judge Jim McGing of the Miller & McGing Law Firm, 33 years of personal injury and workers' compensation experience. You can get a hold of Jim at 773-467-8000. That's 773-467-8000. Give him a call. He's an old pal.
Welcome back.
Yeah.
Jim McGing.
Yes, sir.
Give him a call.
Right.
Yeah. Hooley's Hooley. This is like episode something.
Eight. 6 million.
6 million. I'm so lost in COVID. I'm lost episode, in COVID.
Yeah, the Twilight Zone out
yeah.
there.
Have your kids been acting up, Clay?
Yeah, they've been like, you know, deep in. Luckily, it's been nice out, so they've been outside playing. We had a slip and slide set up the other
wow.
day.
Yeah, it was real nice the other day, 70. That Saturday, yeah. last Saturday?
We did this like 3 hours of that. It was great.
That's nice.
Like,
I lived on Earth again.
I try to take the kids out for a walk, but Charlotte is just going nuts with me. She's like, I need a phone. I want a phone.
Yeah.
Phone and drama. Like, this is not fair. You know,
my data plan is your data problem.
Yeah, it's exactly. Yeah. It's exactly what's happening.
It's become you.
It is. Another throwback.
Did you ever think that you would become that lady?
Yes, eventually. I didn't think it, but Clay's referring, ladies and gentlemen, to an archived episode where I was in the North Woods of Wisconsin and overheard
in a biker bar.
Yeah, by a family in a biker bar of arguing over their data plan, their phone data plan.
Right.
Well, where the mother said, "Your data problem is not your data problem. Your data problem is my data problem."
So we went to the biker bar. My favorite thing was the waitress came over, kind of, you know, nice, you know, kind of tatted up.
Yeah.
She's had a few TKOs, let's just say that.
Sure.
In life. And she's very friendly. How are you? Can I get for you? I go, yeah. Sure. And she must have like her 16-year-old daughter sitting at the bar waiting for her to get off her shift or something.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And all I heard was I saw them arguing, and then I saw the mom say, "Your data plan is my data plan." So your data problem is my data problem.
There you have it.
Yeah. Thank you, Mike. Our producer, Mike Sierkowski. Yeah. So that's what I was getting at. And that, Clay, no, I did not ever think that I would become that woman. And it's getting to that.
Are you going
to
give in?
No.
Get her a flip phone.
No, she wants
like
a smart,
Motorola from 1990.
She wants a smartphone. Like,
no, get her a stupid
phone.
I want an iPhone.
Finally, I said, you know what? You want an iPhone? You can start your own eBay store, all right? And you can sell off some of your old clothes, and if you get enough money and figure it out, we can go get the iPhone, all right?
Entrepreneurship.
Okay. Got to teach something here. I'm like, nothing's coming for free. I'm like, okay, you're going to badger me. Quite the little salesman, not giving up here, you know? And I do respect people that are resilient.
The hustle.
You know? But you got to learn, she's got to learn the hustle. Like, you got to figure it out. You know, like, you want it? Figure it out for yourself. I'm not going to give it to you.
Yeah.
How bad do you want it?
Right.
But I'm starting to believe that she's going to get there.
Really?
Well, she started an eBay store. She's got a shirt up there. People started bidding on it. I'm like, okay, well, here we go. Then she made an inventory of, like, all the stuff that she wants to flip.
She's going to kill it.
She's like, all right, I got all this. You know, making lists, taking pictures of it.
She should hire...
I'm like, here we go. You know, I'm rooting for her. I want that to happen for her. But she's like, driving me. She watches all these, like, she's getting into her sort of teenage, she wants to be a teenager so bad. She's only
close.
10.
Yeah.
Right? But she fights me on everything. You know, challenges me.
My 2-year-old daughter does that. So.
And she's far better at it than I ever would have been at her age because she's been exposed to so much reality crap, right? She sees people videotape their kids talking back and put on the internet and it gets thousands of views, you know? And if you're a grand manipulator, you're going to watch that and start to figure out how to try to manipulate your own parents. So there's lots of things thrown at me, you know?
Wasn't Bam Margera hitting his dad in the head with like a giant
sausage?
Well,
I don't want
in the middle of the night? Wait till that. They
Uncle
see that?
Phil, yeah.
Yes, he was, Clay. I hope my daughter's not going to be hitting me with sausages in the middle of the night. But you're right.
Or just slapping you while you're sleeping.
Yeah, hitting me while I'm sleeping. Parental abuse. I want Snapchat! You know, and slap you. No!
Are you a TikToker?
Oh, she's huge on it. She loves TikTok.
I hate TikTok.
And the TikToking has gotten nuts.
I mean, it's fine for, like, kids. I see, like, where kids it would be fun, but these, like, girls and, like, women who
I
are,
saw
like,
two teenage
in
girls.
College and adults.
Right.
It's embarrassing. It's
the
like
girl's
that.
Name
Remember
is Charlie
that?
D'Amelio.
Remember that commercial? It was for Mitsubishi, and the girl was dancing in the front seat.
Days go by, and
still. Do we have that song?
Yeah. Oh, I wonder, yeah.
We'll find that. that's what TikTok is. That's TikTok. That's it.
Right.
That's you. You're all her. You're all her. You're all Mitsubishi girl. You're all Mitsubishi girl.
Thank you.
Remember that.
You do TikTok?
Remember it.
Clay, the guy at the, you sound like the salesman at the Mazda dealership. You know? Now, you want to buy this car or what?
You into TikTok? You want to be the Mitsubishi girl? If you want to see a great
zero APR,
a right great here. Parody of that commercial, Dave Chappelle does a nice bit about that very commercial.
I do remember that.
That has some foul language.
But yeah. Anyway, you know,
It's too much.
Yeah, you know, and then
it's coming from all angles.
There's people. Everyone's got a face tattoo. All these kids have face tattoos now.
Who,
you know
Post what? Malone?
Post, but like Cindy Crawford's
they're
kids,
artists.
Like they're all over the place. Everyone's got a face tattoo now, and
like a real tattoo.
I'm like, that kid looks like an idiot, you know. And you can't say that, you know. But like that's like the 1950s dad in me. That's yeah. like, no, you don't mock up your face.
That's Clark Beaver. You know? Whatever his name is.
Clark Beaver.
that's my 50s guy's name.
It means the dad on Leave It to Beaver, yeah. right?
I think he was a columnist for Mr. Flint at one time.
He was the first one.
Right.
He was revolutionary.
Well, Clark Beaver doesn't have a TikTok account that I know of. Maybe we'll have to find out if we can find Clark sure? Beaver.
Are you telling me Cindy Crawford's kid's got a face tattoo?
Yes.
What does it say?
It says something
Cindy?
Like...
Cindy?
No.
My mommy helps me.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
His face tattoo says, my mommy helps
or
me.
Or, I didn't earn this.
Yeah, I'm bored. Yeah.
It says something like objectified or something. Like, I don't know. I got to look it up now.
I mean, are they like yeah. symbols?
I just saw it the other. What? Anyway.
Are you worried your kids are going to want a face tattoo?
All these things are starting to make me nervous inside of COVID. You know, I'm going crazy. And all this like pressure from like social platforms and your kids wanting to join in because they can't go out and do anything, you know?
Right.
And they're like, we want to interact. Parents are on Zooms and stuff like that. They're probably trying to figure out, how do I talk to my friends? Can I have that Snapchat account now? Can I do this now? You know?
Have them right. do push-ups.
I've tried that, you know?
Force them.
oh my gosh. Charlotte, enough. Drop and give me 10. You know?
Give me 50. Dress up like the drill sergeant from Full Metal Jacket.
Well, I'd be like the great Santini walking around, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's like hard to pry him away from the screens. We sound like such old men.
But Charlotte is, I love her to death, but she did. She went nuts on me today. Like, just flips out, you know? And I go, hey, chill. I said, we're going to have breakfast for dinner, you know?
Nice.
I wanted it. Uh-huh. And and she's like, no, you know, she's like, ah, and I don't want that. Ah. And I had like some steak meat that I hadn't thought out yet. I'm waiting. And she's like, I want the steak. I go, no, we're having the breakfast, you know?
Yeah.
And she's just given every excuse she can. She throws, she's like, I'm calling social services. You know, this is my 10-year-old daughter. I didn't even know what social services were when I was 10 years old. You
yeah.
know? And I'm like, calling him and telling them what? That you don't like the dinner selection? This is insane.
That you can't have steak?
Yeah. My dad won't cook steak. actually wished I had let her do it and videotaped the call. You know?
Click.
But it's just that kind of stuff where it's like this teenage angst before she's even a teenager. And I'm like, what the heck?
Yeah, you know? I mean, my daughter's two, and she runs my life. She bosses me around.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. Not funny, she tells me.
Not funny?
Yeah, like if like she's like, you know, does something and like bumps her elbow and is like, ah. And she'll look at me like, not funny. Like, I'm not laughing.
Wow.
Not, like she gets embarrassed that she like was so clumsy.
Right.
Not yeah. funny. She's a little hard A.
Yeah, she doesn't like to be mocked or anything.
Well, no, but this is nice that I have to look good. I have to look forward to this my whole life.
Oh man.
Well, the funny part with me and Charlotte, which I think is kind of hilarious, is that she knows when I know, like when I catch on to her. And
she
I,
knows.
She knows.
You know
when
that song
I know.
By Smashing Pumpkins?
Yeah. No.
I'll find it.
We have a connection where we both know it's gone too far, and I'll just smile and make a joke, and she'll just bust out laughing. You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like it's like a game. It
first is
a out,
game.
It starts serious, then she starts running out of gas, and then it turns into a smile, and I go, no.
Patty, it's a COVID game.
It is. But that's been, you know.
This TikToking is insane, though. Yeah, because I was fishing on.
How's the fishing going? You catch that hammerhead yet or what?
No hammerheads. Not even a bluegill. I'm like,
jeez.
I'm thinking I'm going to have to have a different spot. No, I don't stink.
I'm kidding, Billy.
Lots of snags. You know, it rained last week and the water
they like
levels
the rain.
Got pretty
yeah.
high.
Isn't that good?
But it is good, but when you're
casting.
It confuses
me. I was looking for walleye and looking for pike. I wanted to get a nice fish. And if you're fishing, even with a current or away from a current, but you're right near like a, well, I was right near a mill.
Aye.
So, you know, like all that water that's all, even that debris that's flowing downstream, you're going to, depending on what size bait you use, you know, if you're going to catch a fish, a decent, you know, of that size, like a walleye or pike, you're going to use a little bit bigger bait than a normal.
Sure. Put a cannoli on there.
Or, you know, a normal, you know, worm. But yeah, it's catching all kinds of hooks. Anyways, I'm standing up on, and like there's an area where you're like literally fishing like right off a waterfall.
Yeah.
And I'm like fishing over there. And a lot of people like to go over there and take pictures and stuff. And this girl is with one of her best friends, obviously, and her mother. And it looked like they were like taking, you know, these girls were in like the type of outfits you would wear to like senior prom or something. But there's no senior prom, obviously. So
yeah.
They were like taking, maybe it was the senior
graduation.
Prom. No, maybe it was their graduation dresses they were wearing and their senior prom dresses.
Did you interrupt a TikTok shoot?
All of a sudden. No.
Did you unwittingly walk into a TikTok?
I was like looking over, and next thing I know, these girls are like taking their shoes off to practically like try to get in the water. And I'm like, what are they doing?
Mm.
And they're like standing in the water where the water's like about to go down, and it's like them doing a TikTok.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And girls like holding their phone.
And then
like,
an old Irish fisherman went by and said, oh, they're TikToking again.
And then Larry Flint came by in his wheelchair and he went, just taking some pictures. We'll be gone soon.
I got a camera.
So yeah, I was a little bit kind of like,
any bites today?
You know, here's the way I wanted to look at it.
What kind of bait do you use?
I was thinking about lighting a smoke while I was like fishing over there. That's the other thing now. Forest preserves. Smoking in a forest preserve
not
is
nice.
Like not nice. You know,
yeah.
20 years ago, everybody had heaters in the forest preserve.
Yeah, it was Smoke City over there.
Did you say that? You yell at the trees when no one's around. You go, hey, which way, you guys? Nobody smokes around here anymore?
Hey, buddy, why aren't you smoking? What's going on?
But yeah, like
Maddox, go give that tree a cigarette.
You should write a movie called The Last Smoker on Earth.
I was by myself.
I love it.
I was by myself fishing, and I just was like, all right, you know, I want to smoke. And I didn't want to have to, like, pull all my gear away and go back up to the car.
Because, you know, the fish love
so
that.
So I was, like, hoping for, like, people to, like, because it is an area where there's, like, a path and people are walking around. So I was, like, hoping, like, all right, I don't want to smoke in front of these two high school girls and their moms standing there. I'll look like, you know, a creep. Like,
the guy smoking in the back of their TikTok video.
Yeah, right.
Please don't smoke in our TikTok.
How sweet would it be if that video went viral?
It was me, like, casting with, like, a square in my mouth. Dangling out of your mouth.
Marlboro calls you, Bill. They're like, you're
we want to sign you.
You're a star.
Sign me up.
Johnny right. Dorito calls you and says, Marlboro saw your TikTok video, Billy boy.
Marlboro wants to sign you, Bill. $700 million.
How many years?
The rest of your life.
No, so I was doing that, and I was like, what's going on? I never thought about it. Like, and then there were like some teenage boys. They're into this TikTok too. You
know? Oh yeah,
teenage boys like TikTok.
I can't stand them teenage
and
boys.
And I see like a pack of them. That's the other thing. COVID's going on. These guys are running around like they're the Goonies. There's like 10 guys on a pack of bicycles. Yeah. I'm like, what's going on here, guys?
Yeah.
And I'm like, your parents just like telling you like, and obviously what it is, it's that
their parents told them to leave.
No, it's like what Patty was saying. It's preteen stuff, and they're probably just like, just get out of the house and get away from me.
Yeah, get on your bike and go somewhere.
And if you're with your friends, I don't care, you know. And the reason they're going into the forest preserves and going on those trails is because
they were smoking too.
No, if you're hanging out in front of a, first of all, you can't hang out in front of any, like, if you're in front of a Dunkin' Donuts or a, you know, White Hen or 7-Eleven, somebody's going to say something like, get the heck out of here and go home.
Yeah.
But in a forest preserve, you're kind of like,
you have freedom.
So these dudes, like, these
you can
kids,
loiter in them woods.
These kids are like, and they were like walking in into the water. And it was like, you know, for me, as, you know, looking at Maddox, thinking like him and his buddies might be doing that in the next few years, just scare the heck out of you. Because you're like, one of these idiots falls. He's going in.
Yeah.
You know, and they're sitting there doing a TikTok, you know, and I'm like, I don't like TikTok.
Thank you, Bill. So that was Billy's fishing TikTok story.
Yeah.
Billy's fishing TikTok, right?
And then
after that, I got home that night and had a few drinks.
Yeah.
And I sent you guys a nice video of Mary popping one of my zits.
I saw that. That was the
gross.
It wasn't even gross. The camera.
You don't see the pimple. You don't see the pimple. It's just me. It's like her behind me and me going.
Yes, for our listeners, Bill.
Sorry, I was a little. I had a few drinks. I mean, that's how I got creative during COVID. I was like, oh.
I said, Clay. I said to Bill, I go, we got to get more video involved with the Hoolies Hoolie and make more videos.
That's what Bill comes up with.
Yeah. Bill's like, you know what? It'd be great. Mary pops a zit on my back. And we film it. You know? And Bill, you're not too far off as far as
no, I don't think so.
Wanting to, like, that is not.
There's people making billions of dollars.
What I envisioned our first video being, but there's a whole fetish of people on YouTube that like watching pimple popping videos.
Yes. Oh, yeah. There's and, Dr. Pimple Popper. That's a guy.
My fiance is very much into Dr. Pimple Popper. She likes, she likes to watch it and then be like, Bill, come in here. And I like come in the room like, oh, gosh.
Yeah, I can't watch that. It's like, yeah, no thanks. I'd rather watch.
She enjoys watching people's zits getting popped. It's disgusting. I know. So maybe we should move on to a different topic.
Yeah. Have you, you know what?
What?
You should have sang Touch Me by the Doors when she touched you like that.
Ooh.
She popped your zit.
I should have. Yeah. I'll let her know that. So Clay said, yeah, we should have been playing Touch Me when you
should we play it now?
We can. Mike, do you have it?
Great.
Dedicated to Billy Zit.
Come on, come on, come on, now touch me, babe. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made? Now I'm gonna love you till the heavens stop the rain. Come on, come on, come on, come on, now touch me, babe. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made?
That's how you finish a song.
It is. Welcome back.
Yeah.
That was The Doors.
Yeah.
In honor of Billy's zit.
Sure.
There you go. Clay, you said Billy Zit is a great... Billy Zit is a wonderful name. Punk name, you know?
Punk band, yeah. Billy Zit, London, 1981.
Is it Zit with two T's?
Oh, yeah.
Make
like
it tougher.
That. Billy Zit. Just yes. Zit. Just Zit. With two T's. Like
he's
rat,
either
like
a
rat.
Punk guy or he's like a
I like W Zit. William Zit.
Or he's
like,
a WWF wrestler.
No, he's a high energy metrosexual comedian. Like with like spiky hair. He's like, I'm Billy Zit. You know? And he's like, what's the deal with Gucci?
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Okay. He's doing the Gucci set.
Right. Yeah. Everybody's like, dude, we tried to go see Tom Jones, but Billy Zit was playing. It's all right. Wasn't yeah. bad.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we should work on a character, Billy Zit.
He's real nice, but he does smoke on stage.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Right.
He's like, why does everybody hate smoking?
Have you guys gotten into anything weird besides that? Besides public zit popping?
No. I went to the doctor.
Ooh, you did?
Good for you, Bill.
Yes. I've been...
like a regular appointment?
I hadn't seen my doctor probably in like...
7 years?
No, I think it had been like 3.5 or 4 years.
All right.
Which isn't good. I don't recommend that for anybody. But and I had great insurance. I just don't know. But I switched doctors, and it's one of my buddy's dads. So I felt pretty comfortable, you know, going to see him. And
yeah.
He's my fiance's doctor as well. A lot of other guys I know. You know?
Sure.
So I'm like, all right, I'll go see him. And I've been, you know, my snoring has gotten out of control.
Oh, folks. Yeah, back to the snoring.
So, you know, Mary was like, and, you know, she's a former respiratory therapist, and she was like, look.
Yes, your fiance, Mary.
Yes. She was like, do this for me. I know what sleep apnea is. I'm worried about it. I know that you were, you know, because I did kind of fight. You know, I was like, what's the big, you know, I would kind of,
yeah.
you know, it's the Irish in me, and I was being stubborn. But,
yeah,
like,
all right.
You know. So finally, I was like, let's get this taken care of. Right. Let's go do it. And I hadn't like, been to, you know, it's weird. Like, I had a good relationship with this doctor. So, you know, he's telling me a couple funny jokes and everything in there. And I had my ears drained.
Yes.
And it was the first time I've ever had that done to me, where it's like he fills up this tube, pretty much. It's
uh-huh.
like instrument. And it's got like hot water.
Uh huh.
And he says to you, he's like, hold this tray underneath it. So you like hold this tray underneath like your jawline where like your ear is.
Yeah.
And he blasts your inner ear with the water.
Right. Sure.
And it's got like pretty good force going through there. And he's like, it might hurt a little bit, but you'll be all right. And it doesn't really hurt. It just feels like pressure.
Right.
And it comes, and like, you know, if you got anything built up there, or like, because earwax eventually over time, unless it's gross, does
pimples
get
to earwax, Billy Zit.
But
oh my,
but it was like
health doc,
you know, on the one ear, like he took a look, he's like, oh, you got something in this one. I'm like, well, get it,
blasted,
you know?
Blasted,
he blasted me twice and it got it. And it was like, oh, you know, your ears open up, you're like, whoa,
I gotta,
you know?
Hear, I gotta do yeah. that.
So the next time you see your physician, they got it right there. It takes them like two
minutes.
Say,
give me the ear blaster.
They're like, I need to have my ears like looked at. Can you take a look at him, see if there's anything? Because sometimes they'll be like, you're okay. But if you ask for it, they'll be like, yeah, sure.
Fine, hey, doc, give me the ear blaster.
It's
thank
safer
you.
Than doing, you know, like people are sticking Q-tips up there too far, or they're doing that like that hot wax thing.
Yeah, yeah.
This is what the doctor recommends the best. He's like, this is cleans it perfect. It's just water. You're not putting any chemicals up there or anything like that. So the apnea, Mike asked you a question.
Thank
I have
Mike.
To go do this sleep study.
Yeah. yeah.
So I filled out all the questionnaires and everything like that. So in the next like 10 days, I'll go do this somewhere. It's
yeah.
in River Forest. So I'll be sleeping overnight, and then I might be one of those guys with those big masks on. But most importantly, the nice part about the sleep study is, and the good thing is, if the snoring problem is apnea, it's going to tell me. It's like, dude, this is
right.
your, you know, like, or and if you don't have the apnea, at least you know, all right, what is my next step to try to solve the snoring problem?
Right.
You can and then have Stink Face design you a special mask.
Yes. We'll do Stink Face apnea mask?
Yeah.
Well, it's done, man.
You could have Nick Nolte's face put on it.
And the sleep
I'm telling you, this is $1 million idea.
So, yeah, I recommend, and you know what? I'm just going to say, if you haven't had a checkup from the doctor in a while, I know it's weird. Probably should go do that.
Yeah.
And me being one of the most stubborn people in the world who hasn't done it in a long time.
I'm going to do that, Bill.
If you're someone who's got insurance, go do it.
I'm you doing know, it. I'm doing it this week. Patty, you know what else I did?
What?
I signed up for the mail thing where you can see your mail.
Yes.
It's fantastic.
Informed delivery.
Yeah, it's great.
There you go. United States Postal Service, a little plug for them.
I just got, speaking of the United States Postal Service, I picked, picked up a pair of shoes that I ordered over a month ago. I finally emailed this, like, I emailed these guys twice. Like, where's my product? You know?
I thought you were going to say, where's my Prada?
No, that's what Billy Zitt would say.
Where's my Prada loafers?
I finally went to the post office because where's my Prada? This week at the Last
Factory. What's the deal with Gucci?
This week
Billy Zitt.
This week
it's Billy Zitt.
This week at the lunch table. That's the name of the comedy club.
This week at the lunch table with Billy Zitt. The lunch table's located on Van Buren Drive, you know.
Well, whatever.
Anyways, these are fantasies that we're coming up with. I don't know where I was talking about.
Anytime you say fantasy, you get me excited, Billy.
Do I?
On that note, let's do a commercial break.
Oh.
More Hooli's Hooli after these.
If you or a loved one is injured, you need someone to represent you. But don't just call a lawyer. Call a judge. Former supervising judge James McGing. Jim McGing represents injured people and their families in cases involving personal injury, wrongful death, workers' compensation, and third-party lawsuits. Jim represents first responders, and he formerly worked for the General Counsel of the Illinois Fraternal Order of Police. He was an assistant state's attorney, and he was legal counsel to the Cook County Sheriff. As a judge, he presided over multi-million dollar medical negligence, traffic, premises liability, and construction injury cases. He wrote the Illinois court decisions regarding injured police and fire for on-the-job injuries and during training exercises. So don't just call a lawyer, call a judge. Former Judge Jim McGing of the Miller & McGing Law Firm. 33 years of personal injury and workers' compensation experience. You can get a hold of Jim at 773-467-8000. That's 773-467-8000. Give him a call. He's an old pal.
Hi, I'm Patty Houlihan, and I support Concern Worldwide. If you want to do something about global poverty, hunger, refugees, the unacceptable suffering of young children, if you want to reach people directly where the need is greatest, you should too. For 50 years since its grassroots beginnings in Dublin, Concern has changed and saved lives of millions. It has been the proud, relentlessly compassionate face of Ireland to the world. Support Concern today at concernusa.org. That's concernusa.org. There's no more Irish thing you can do.
When your family has suffered a loss, there's one family I know who will be there for you. Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Homes are third generation, family owned and operated. The Sheehy family has dedicated their lives serving families throughout Chicago and the southwest suburbs. The Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Home was incorporated in 1913 as a storefront at 76th and Halsted in Chicago. At the time, this was one of the few standalone funeral homes of its kind, and was to be the first of many to come bearing the Sheehy name. The founder, Roger Sheehy Sr., was soon joined in business by his three sons, Roger Jr., Jack, and Bob. This trademark of service is evident 98 years later, as Bob and Jim Sheehy, third generation, own and operate two locations in Orland Park and Burbank. At Sheehy's, the name on their sign outside the funeral home means something. For them, it's very important that everyone be treated as if they were family, friend, or neighbor, as they very well could be. When my brother Willie died a few years ago, the Sheehys took very good care of our family. And you know, you never forget something like that. Their entire staff cares about each and every family they serve. Every detail is handled in a professional and personal manner. On a daily basis, the directors Bill Kiley, Mike LaRocque, and John Sullivan, and the rest of the staff take great pride in their work, serving families as if they were their own. Bob Sheehy will tell you, we pride ourselves on offering the highest level of professionalism with every family we serve. Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Homes, here for you since 1913.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, Enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today. Available at your local grocery store.
Welcome back.
Yeah.
Fourth quarter of the program.
Indeed.
Thanks for sticking around.
You're welcome.
It's been a Billy episode.
Yeah, Bill is taking the reins.
I love it. Yeah, cast it out.
He has
some great topics tonight. And you're going to go get the sleep apnea test. That's what we discussed prior.
We want you to be all right, Bill. Yeah.
I'm you know, one of those mask guys.
That's fine.
We'll see, though.
We're all mask people.
I don't think that they're, and I don't know, and I shouldn't talk out of place, but I don't, like, you know, you see those big, people are like, you have to wear that big, huge mask. They've got it down to a, like, they've got a lot smaller ones and everything like that.
The Clipple. What about the Clipple? Did you ask about the Clipple?
I will ask about the Clipple when I get there. But
I will ask about the Clipple.
Because that's the thing. Like, I don't know how expensive these machines are. I imagine they're a few hundred dollars.
I think they're more than that.
But I don't know.
I think Mazda makes one. It's about $8,000.
Elon Musk has got them.
Girl wears one.
Yeah.
Who wears one?
Dance girl.
Oh, the chick from
Mitsubishi Dance Girl.
The Mitsubishi girl. She wears a...
circa 2000 or something.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, maybe sleep apnea masks. There's got to be a fashion aesthetic for those. Maybe make those hip and cool, huh?
Yeah. The snoring is not an issue in your house.
It's an issue with me, and we've discussed
it. Oh, so you got it too?
Yeah.
Look at that. Twins.
There's I need to get it checked out, no doubt. I am a snorer.
Do you wake your wife up in the middle of the night from it?
Yep. And she does leave the room and goes and sleeps on the couch, and sometimes she comes back. But it's weird. It goes in waves with me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't been drinking. You know, I haven't had a drink
that
in like 5 months.
That attributes to a lot.
So that
of snoring,
doesn't,
yes.
You know, you don't go into those deep, like hammered sleeps. You know,
I know what those are like.
That reduces it quite a bit.
Okay.
The smoking, of course, is never good for you.
No.
Right. Get rid of that. That'd probably minimize it. But very much so. I never had my tonsils out or anything like that. And, you know, who knows? There could be a lot of contributing factors as to why mom's a snorer.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Right.
It's a hereditary thing, you know? Yeah. So we'll have to find a snoring device that can sponsor the show.
Johnny's no snore.
Right. A good thing.
But I do know that Billy Zit... has his right next to his Vegas bed every night.
Yes.
He's Billy Zit is part Liberace, part Don Rickles.
Part Guy Fieri.
Part Guy Fieri?
Yeah. Part Guy Fieri, part Liberace, part Jerry Seinfeld.
Right.
Part Don Rickles. So he's got like the, you ever notice, meanness.
That's how Johnny Torino's billing him. He's, come on, the guy's great. He's part Seinfeld. He's part Don Rickles. He's part Liberace. He's
part Guy Fieri.
He's part Guy Fieri.
Except he don't cook.
You know, yeah, we could sell this guy.
Yeah, he just got spiky hair like Guy, you know? What do you say?
What's the deal with Gucci? That's Billy.
If that doesn't work, I could book you David from Clear Choice. He's in my Cadillac.
Dude,
flossing in my Cadillac.
Did you say he's pulsing?
Flossing.
Flossing.
I thought you said he was pulsing, like his body was pulsating in your Cadillac.
He's listening to that song from that commercial.
Yes. Oh, he's listening to Days Go By?
Yeah.
Pulsating. That is, that's David from Clear Choice's favorite song.
That's what he flosses to. Not the dance, the actual flossing.
Yeah, he flosses his teeth.
He gets the meat out of his teeth.
When I play this song and I get out my floss, I get the meat out of my teeth.
Very nice.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's like truly. That's like Edgar Allan Poe. Beautiful.
It is.
I returned a pair of gym shoes today.
You did? Bill was like the guy next to you and
that had to pop
in the nursing
bus.
Home.
That had to pop the air bubbles. Remember I told
guy
you
in the next
that?
Room at the nursing home.
This guy in the nursing home.
I returned
home.
A pair of gym shoes today.
Yeah.
That's right. And I had like, so I went, this is a good story. So I go, I you know, I had those Nike Vape Ball Maxes that I was wearing.
Yeah, too much.
And the air bubble broke.
And the air bubble broke. Like,
ooh, too
like
much
over
bubble
a
for
month
Billy.
Ago. And, I want to get back to working out. I need like my.
You need your bubbles.
I need my air bubbles.
You gotta have your bubbles to work out.
And
you're constantly jumping.
And I finally like I'm bored out of my mind. Mary's doing e-learning with Maddox today, and I'm like, hey,
I'm going to go over to, you know, to Dick's and see if I can return these things.
Mm.
And I get over there. And
we
I
used close. To, just real quick, we used to obsess about the air bubbles.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Remember?
Nike had you.
Like, when we saw the air bubbles, like, look at those air bubbles, my God.
Yeah, it was like a diamond.
Air bubbles were like urban diamonds.
I wonder what the first shoe was to have air bubbles. Anyone? Anyone?
I don't know.
Let's get a research team on that now.
Oh, I thought it might have been the Nike Air Max.
So
I
don't know. Bill, finish
maybe
your
Air Jordan.
Finish your shoe tales.
So I go and I'm like,
Billy's broken.
This
air
guy,
bubble.
This guy's got like a mask, and he's like, "What are you here for?" I'm like, "I'm here for I want to do an
air bubble.
I
want to
do a return." And they're doing like pickups and returns. Air bubble repair. Yeah, that's pretty much what I was there for.
Put some air in this bubble.
And we both got masks on. And he's like, "You got the receipt?" I'm like, "Yeah, it's right here on my phone." He's like, "You gotta go home." He's like, "You gotta go home, print that out, bring it back." So I'm like,
"Print it out."
Yeah, they need like a hard copy because you have to like leave it there with them and the shoes, and they bring it inside. Like some, then a guy's just like going through returns, like putting them in the system.
Okay.
Oh man.
So, I go back home. I print the receipt out.
Yeah.
Drive back up there. Like, here it is, sir.
You know? Yeah, you told me to
but
print it.
But this time, a woman answers the door.
Right.
And she was like, "What are you here for?" I'm like, "A return." She's like, "You got your receipt?" And I'm like, "Yeah." She's like, "Okay, next to this code number, write down your email address." Write down my email address. She's like, "Okay, are those the shoes?" And I'm like, "Yeah." And in my mind, I think that like she had a conversation with the guy inside about, you know.
Oh,
like,
you're already
I
conspiracy.
Called earlier and was like, "I got to pop their bubble." I'm taking it, you know, and they're like.
Right.
I'm like, "I didn't realize how many phone calls they're getting about pop their bubbles in return."
Yeah.
So I go back, I drop it off, I get home, and then about 6:30 tonight.
The FBI shows up.
Mary's like, "Hey." She's like, "Hey.
You the air
like,
bubble guy?"
What? She's like, "Dick's just called me on the phone and left this voicemail."
The FBAB, the Federal Bureau of Air Bubbles.
And it's like, "Hello, Mary. We received a pair of Nike shoes that have dirt and mud all over the bottoms of them, and these look like they've been worn quite a few times." And I'm like, she's like, and they're like, "We don't think we're going to be able to take these back." And I'm like, "What?" And I'm like, I call Dick's right away. I get this woman on the phone. I go, "What do you mean you can't take the shoes back?" She goes, "Well, there's dirt and mud all over them." I go, "You didn't see the popped air bubble?"
Uh-huh.
And she's like, "Oh." And I was like, "What, did you think I was just going to return a pair of dirty gym shoes and think that you're going to give them back to me?"
I'm sure plenty of people try to do that.
I guess so.
Did she see the bubble?
She saw the bubble, and yes, the Air Max 1s and from 1987.
Thank you, Mike.
First shoe with air bubbles?
First shoe with air bubbles. Exposed air bubbles.
Ow. Yeah. Ooh, tasty.
Makes all the difference.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, we'll see what happens if they take care of my Vapo Max.
Take them to court.
Yeah. Sue Dick's.
Sue Dick's for $80,000 billion. Yeah.
And I was at the post office today, too, picking up a package.
Another story from the nursing home.
Yeah. So, you know, then I made some beefs.
They're going to say beans.
And then I went, after my shoe broke, I went over to the post office to see if they have my check. Then I went to the bank, checked on my money, and then I made some beans.
Right.
And now I'm here talking to you about Billy Zitten, who God knows what.
That's right.
God, love you, Billy.
Yeah. So that was part of my COVID week.
Man. COVID times.
Charlotte's favorite word at home this week is aesthetic. Aesthetic.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Is she an interior designer?
I don't know where she picks up these words, but once she grabs a word like that, she wants to use it because she thinks it sounds cool in some capacity. But I'm like, you need to understand
using it in the right
root
context?
And meaning of the word. Yeah, please understand how to use the word before you know.
Right.
She's like, I was making a BLT tonight, you know, and I was toasting the bread and putting the mayonnaise and the lettuce and everything. And Charlotte comes by and she's like, "I like the aesthetic. It looks good." You know, and I'm like, "I'll give you an aesthetic. You know, get out of here." You know?
Uh-huh.
Everything is aesthetic, you know. Uh-huh. I want things, everything's got to be modern. You know, she always says, she's like, "Oh, it's so modern aesthetic. Great."
Modern,
you know?
It's copacetic. You should introduce her to copacetic.
Copacetic, yes. I'd have to learn what that means first.
Mount, Mount, Bennett, Big Mount, Bennett.
You're so good. You're copacetic.
Yeah,
and you don't. And you don't. Yeah.
Yeah, what is that?
Do we know that?
Dragging me down. What is that tune?
I don't know.
Might be Eve 6.
Wow.
I don't think it is Eve 6.
Anyway.
You're copacetic and you're down.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Yeah, we probably, you know, that was a, was that a Q101?
That was like a James Van Asdell favorite, right?
Absolutely.
James Van Asdell.
There you go, Clay.
Yeah, yeah, we'll
the old name
we'll
from Q101.
That. So you're, you need separations. It sounds like.
Well, it's just, it's funny to go, like, I've heard about what it's like to have, you know, daughters before, and now it's like, My daughter is getting over the hump of like cute little girl into young woman with a lot of sass, you know, and establishing her ground and her personality. And I love her to death, but these words and using words like that kind of stuff just cracks me up and kind of like gets under my skin at the same time because it's like, you learned that because, you know, Kylie Jenner used it in a TikTok or something, you know? Yeah. Like, this is where you're learning your words from.
That's,
you know?
Life. Yeah. Life is horrible. For
you know? Like, I love Wiz Khalifa's aesthetic, you know? And you're like, what?
Yeah. Who?
Huh? Did you clean your room? Please clean your room and I'll let you make a TikTok. Yeah,
no more TikToks.
You have to start, that's what I'm doing. That's what it's come to.
Going down in our house too.
You know? Whatever. There'll be a new fad in 6 months.
It's like get off. We have to be like get off of the game machine now.
The game machine.
But you can see what an addiction it is when you limit kids to the inside,
and then they cry,
and you start taking that thing away from them, and it's like taking their freedom. You know, like wow, you know, like,
yeah,
touching my device now.
Kids don't like being bored.
It's nuts.
I know.
I mean, the only extent that I remember was like as a kid was like fighting over the clicker. You know, like,
right.
If you took the clicker out of somebody's hand while they were sleeping, and then came in and changed the channel, and then they woke up and be like, where's the clicker?
Yeah.
But
we had it easy in 92.
Yeah.
Oh.
I almost sneezed during this episode of 92.
Don't you dare sneeze. I'll throw you out this window.
I had to stifle it. I thought, oh my gosh, this is like letting a bomb loose. I'm not sick, but
I thought of that today.
I get nervous about expulsion and sneezing. And
you should sneeze somewhere and then just run.
The mad sneezer. Somebody'd shoot that guy eventually, you know? Yeah. Oh, careful. It's contagious now.
That is not a COVID-related cough.
No.
I had a hair in my throat.
Do you think we're going to get sports back?
Yeah.
When is it going to happen, Bill?
Mannequins in the seats.
It's so hard to say. There's some sort of a conference call going on. We're speaking on Wednesday. The NBA is trying to do something. They're having a big call on Friday with their
should have every team play at once. One time.
You know, it all depends on what parts of the country are open. You know, it's like, I don't know how the NCAA, you know, I think there will be. They got to come up with a systematic plan.
They should build
a
new arena, a new town of all just sports arenas, a baseball field, a football field, a basketball stadium.
Well, I heard like
call it COVID town.
Like the Miami.
Wouldn't that be weird?
That's where all the games, game town.
Well, the Miami Dolphins did something today where they were going to, they announced how they may go about their home. Only 15,000 fans will be allowed into the stadium. Mm-hmm. They will be kind of separated from each other. Any kind of
so weird,
like if you want to order a hot dog or something like that, you have to order it and then like somebody will run it. Like they'll have like
a drone drops it off.
Yeah, it's gonna be really strange.
Someone sprays it with Lysol and gives it to you.
Yeah. So I don't know.
Here's your hot dog.
So I have no answer about weather sports. I sure hope so. People need the sanity. They need it back.
Holy smokes, man! I just googled this for listeners. You're gonna love this. My Google search term was it's copacetic and you don't. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the song came
Local
up.
H, oh, Bound for the Floor is that song.
Yeah, you like it?
Ooh. Huh? Maybe, is that our, oh, no, we can't.
Maybe we, I don't know. Maybe we should save that for next week.
We save that for next
Let
week.
Let him beg for it.
Let him beg for Local H. I want you to beg for it.
Well, they were Chicago band, weren't they, Local H?
I believe
H?
So.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
H stands for Hillside.
Thank you.
It's not true, by the way.
We don't know. We have to Google it. stay tuned for that on next week's episode. If you've enjoyed the last hour of this program, and I'm sure you have, and if you're able to keep up, I encourage you to check out the archived episodes
All
of this
of
show at hibernianradio.org, or you can go to iTunes and find us there. Show, again, is presented to you by McCann's Irish Oatmeal and
Jim
personal
McGing.
Injury attorney Jim McGing.
That's
brand
right.
new sponsor. Until next week, enjoy the Mitsubishi song.
Bye.
still a whisper on my lips. A feeling at my fingertips is pulling at my skin. You leave me when I'm at my worst. A feeling as if I've been cursed. A bit of cold within. Days go by and still I think of you. Days when I could live my life without you. Days go by and still I think of you. Days when I could live my life without you. Leave me when I'm at.